call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot. Another episode of Big Homie's House. Got some homies in the building. Big Homie, Big King.
Hold up, bitch.
What's going on?
Shit, man. Same balls, different draws.
I like that. Big Homie Honey, what's going on?
What's up? We got Big Homie Paul.
Big Homie Paul. We got some, this mascot for the show today. Big Homie Paul,
I
man.
Hate dogs.
You hate dogs?
He hates dogs.
Why do you hate dogs?
Because they want to sniff you and smell you.
You ever had a situation where you went to a shorty crib and, like, it was a dog there? And, like, it just ruined the mood for you?
Yeah, when you go to a girl house and it's just a dog there, you just be like,
oh, he don't bite. I don't give a fuck.
I am not horny anymore.
A dog could do that?
I'm out of here.
It don't even matter. Look how cute he is. Look at that cute little fish.
Like, you walked over a girl crib and she got that dog there.
That dog is cool. When you got some big ass pit bull and shit.
Okay.
He ain't talking about you. Like, talking about them other dogs.
Like, that dog is cool. You know what I'm saying? When you go to the girl house and there's some big ass motherfucking dog, like, you can't even. Yeah.
Like a Rottweiler?
Yeah, like some big motherfucking.
But what if the ass is just as big? Like, it's a big colossal ass.
You're going to have to come to my house or something, man. I can't be fucking with no dog.
For sure.
I remember in 2012, I actually had sex with a girl in front of a dog. And he was just looking at me. I'm just like, I know I'm bad built, nigga. What the fuck? Staring at me like this. Like, damn.
Yeah. Man.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, white people love their dogs. You know,
they do.
They do.
I remember I went over a girl. I think. You don't like dogs. I feel like I went over to the girl's house. She had a cat. And the cat was just dangerously close to my nuts. And I'm like, what the fuck is this motherfucker just lash out?
All them motherfuckers fuck with my allergies. So dog, cats, motherfucking hamsters, just keep them motherfuckers away from me. Anything with some fur, goddamn.
For sure. Well, let's get to the first topic of the day. And I saw this online, and I wanted y'all input on it. Let me go ahead and find it real quick. You know, I'm going to hit this question first. Is cooking a life skill, or is that something that's, you know, meant, like, optional?
That's
like, if you meet somebody that they don't know how to cook, regardless of gender.
That's a life skill. You should know how to do the basics.
Yeah.
If a woman is in a relationship, that's gonna probably be a requirement.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now if you single, you don't need to know how to cook.
You don't know how to cook.
I know how to make cereal.
Okay, you know how to survive. Okay.
I know how to make noodles. I know how to make noodles.
Rice? Okay. You know how to boil rice?
Anything with boiling. Rice gets tricky. Rice gets tricky.
You gotta watch it.
You gotta watch the rice.
You know what I'm saying? But I can make some macaroni and some lasagna and, you know, some
from the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? I know how to, you know.
Survive.
Yeah.
That's the basics.
I guess the follow-up question to that is, if a woman don't know how to cook, can she expect to get cuffed in 2023?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's plenty of women who don't know how to cook who cuff.
Mm.
Because you don't need to know how to cook these days with all these restaurants and.
Yeah, damn, you going to go out to eat every day?
I put it like this. If you, like, I just recently lost 57 pounds.
Oh, congratulations.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out.
And a woman has to know how to cook healthy for something like that to happen.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you got a girl and she don't know how to cook, you probably just going to have a heart attack and die. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just going to eat bad. You know
eating that restaurant, just eating Taco Bell and McDonald's every night.
McDonald's in it and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. It's today, yeah, you're going to have to know how to cook, though.
Yeah. So, ladies, if you don't know how to cook, it's going to get tricky for sure. But the question that I really wanted y'all input on, and I guess this is a good question because both of y'all got kids. So what is more, I guess, conducive to a happy and healthy home? A two-parent home or the it takes a village mindset? With one parent.
It's 2023. We don't need all the motherfuckers in our business, man. Well, shit, this is two goddamn one parent. It is still up. It's still the same way it is. Shit, anybody got their daddy like that? I didn't.
I'm going to say two parents.
Shit.
Two parents.
But two parents that have, you know, a good head on their shoulder, two parents. Not like
two nut jobs.
Yeah, two nut jobs or one nut job and one person who trying to do right and all this other stuff. But yeah, a two parent household, I would want that. I ain't, you know, grow up with that, but I would have wanted that.
So why do you think the two parent for you? Why do you think the two parent household is better?
Because a woman can only teach that her children, regardless on whether they a boy or girl, only so much.
Mm. She can only give them one perspective.
Yeah, one perspective. I can't give you the other perspective, but your dad can feel that other side that I can't give you, and vice versa.
Okay.
But you rarely see, if a man have custody of his kids, she must ain't shit. Like,
you think so?
She must. It's one of two things. She's a workaholic or she ain't shit. Mm. That's it. If a man has sole custody of his kids, she ain't shit or she work too much to be able to, you know, be there for the kids. But for the most part, the women have the kids.
Yeah.
Not the dad.
Is that a red flag for you if you meet a girl and she ain't got custody of her kids?
In the beginning, because, you know, we just trying to have fun in the beginning, so I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no goddamn little Tyrone hopping between my legs. I don't know you little nigga. But, you know, when you get to having clarity, you be like, man, where the fuck your kids at, bitch?
Yeah.
Like why you... You know what I'm saying? You horrible parent, you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, I do think the same sometimes. Like, if I meet you always talk about your kids, but I don't never see them.
But you gotta understand, women do that for the dating market. They don't have their kids out on social media because you know a nigga with some money gonna be like, okay, well, I'm not gonna be the stepdaddy the fuck. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of women, they don't put their children on social media, which is sad, but I understand why.
I don't put my kids on social media.
I'm saying
well,
you're
in entertainment, so you do. Okay. And I'm the same way. I have an Instagram for me and my kids. Because they can't be right next to a stripper post.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, it is what it is.
Yeah. No, I think I believe in the same thing. I mean, like, just beyond, like, if I'm kicking it with you or you have too much, like, if you tell me you got kids, but you always got time to hang out and shit. Like, damn, bitch, I thought you had kids. You ain't really. This shit. Why you looking like that, honey?
Hey, I agree.
I mean, you said you don't put your kids on social media. I agree. I don't like putting none of my family on social media.
Yeah, I ain't with that. Only because
people
of what
too childish. Like, you know what I'm saying?
People childish, and I don't know. I believe in some people be out there trying to put some shit on your life.
I don't like to overexpose my kids. They want to start a YouTube, but it's like. Y'all, I just feel like
because we seen all sides of social media and what comes with that.
We all connected. So let's just say if something happened to me on Shade Room or something, my kids are the first people call me, Dad, I just saw you on Shade. I just saw, you know what I'm saying? So it's like if somebody come at them, it affect me. If somebody come at me, it affect them. You know what I'm saying? So when people can put two and two together and know what they look like and know who they are.
Yeah.
Like, my daughters, like, they coaches and teachers at school. Hey, man, your daddy new song, Jam. I'm like, why are you telling me like this? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's.
That's not me. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, so I'm the producer on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
it's all tied in together, so.
Yeah, for sure. Now, this is something we was talking about on the radio, and I got to re-ask it here because this is just, I just got, let's talk about this, right? So the question was, if a girl gets her body done, is she above dating an average man at that point? And y'all said yes.
I didn't say yes.
What you said?
I just smiled.
Y'all said
yes, and I just smiled.
BK, you said yes.
If a female get her body done, she don't want no regular nigga. She got her body done to compete. She got her body done to attract a certain type of man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if she had a regular body, she would fuck with the Walmart nigga. Let me stop there. Walmart actually ain't no easy ass job to get. But if she would have kept her average body, she would have got with the average dude. But she got her body done to compete and be able to get a dude that she, you know what I'm saying?
Otherwise wouldn't have had access.
I mean, you know, niggas ain't shit. They'll hit anything.
Because it's a different kind of ball game when you look a certain kind of way.
For sure. If people look at it,
you enter into a different market.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if a woman get her body done, hell, if a nigga get his body done, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you want
man.
A certain type of bitch.
Oh,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? Because these niggas out here getting BBLs too. The fuck, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up, but it's real. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
So, you know, but nah, it is what it is. Female get her body done, man. Hell, she get them titties done. She's doing that because she wants to, you know.
She not doing you know that to live no regular life.
Yeah, on guard.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I had somebody who got their body done. But I wasn't doing it so I can enter the market of
being you got able your body done, honey. Are you above fucking with a regular dude at this point?
That's cap.
They be trying, the regular people still be trying to talk to me.
Duh.
So it's
I'm still trying to fuck on SZA.
I feel like
as a woman, she's not gonna say that.
No. I don't feel as if I'm above talking to regular people. It just is what it is. If you something that I find interesting, not something, but you somebody who I find interesting, yeah, something. Then, okay,
you going to talk to a regular dude, but you ain't just going to take him serious like that.
Because that's not your target you demographic.
You're
going to
talk to
no
him
more.
All day.
You but like, I don't really have no target demographic. Like, I get what you're saying, but me personally,
can a nigga
no,
at McDonald's bag
do.
You?
He the manager?
Nah, he just fry cook. SpongeBob into that McDonald's.
See, it's we at different levels.
Why? Cause
it ain't cause I got my body done. It's just because
that's part of it.
I'm not.
They added to it.
Women want the highest guy.
I just want somebody that can match what it is that I got going on. I'm not about to date down.
So if she got her body done, that costs more than all his checks put together at McDonald's. So she can't entertain that nigga. And it's no disrespect to that nigga. She just looking at him like, why are you even trying to talk to me? I'm a nice person, so I'm going to talk to you back. But don't think that I would ever take you serious, bro, because just look at me. Like, what are you thinking? Don't make me be an asshole. Just stop yourself and be like, look at my waistline and look at your McDonald's hat. And that's how they think, bro. I'm telling you.
He not lying. Is he lying, honey?
That is how they think.
Yeah. That is a they.
Emphasis on they.
Would Smooch all at let a McDonald's nigga holler though? Be honest. No. All right, thank you.
Hey, but you know what's crazy though? Hey, I'm a millionaire, and if I went in a McDonald's line and I saw a bad bitch in the drive-thru, I still get a number. And that's what's crazy. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Guys and women are different like that. A guy take a female who coming up maybe ain't really got it like that.
Yeah.
But if she's beautiful, a nigga still entertain her.
Exactly.
And a female, it don't really, like, man, you can be a sexy nigga all you want. She just like, man, look, I'll probably just have fun with you real quick, but I couldn't take you serious.
Yeah.
You can just like.
Because it goes
you know
into.
What I'm saying?
It goes into, like, you at a different level than what he at. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to talk to you. That just means that right now I can't really take
but
you
But what
serious.
He's saying is a dude to see a fine
yeah,
girl with potential
true.
And
that's
boss
true.
Her up, whereas a woman would just have, she would spend her last $3,000 on a BBL and think she above a nigga who actually bringing in money.
Yeah, that's I agree with that.
But on the opposite end of that spectrum, so we said a woman with a BBL who invested in her body, got her body done, she not going to entertain a regular nigga. But at the same time, a nigga that been investing in his bag and hustling.
And you know what? And let's just take BBL out of the equation.
Yeah.
A woman who at the gym 4 times a week.
Okay.
May not entertain the McDonald's nigga either. She's looking at it like, I am grooming and prepping myself for a certain type of man.
Okay.
So I am meal prepping. Not skipping leg day.
Yeah.
I have a career. I'm doing all this. I just can't give it to this average dude. And that's fucked up because I used to be an average dude. I know what it's like. So I ain't just speaking, looking down and shit. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? As a man, improve yourself as much as you can so the world can open up for you and you can have as much fun and have as much things come your way as possible.
Exactly. I agree.
I just think you should date within your...
Women don't do that, because whatever bullshit you're about to say is what women do not do.
I'm just saying, women do that.
Absolutely
you got,
not.
You,
women
yes,
dating up. Women
no,
are dating up.
No.
Women dating up.
There are a select few of women, certain caliber of women, that's able to date up, even though she's not even up where he is.
All women want to date up.
They want to, but they can't. There's a difference.
They gonna try.
Girls that look how they look and work where they work. So you got a girl who work at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And she, you know, look regular. She just average, whatever. She's not
going
to try
keep talking. I'm
gonna
check
to
the
go try to talk to.
Let me talk to all the real niggas real quick, right? You recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Let me talk to all the real niggas real quick, right? All right. females love dating up. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say they supposed to date in their range, and that should be true. But the way women are set up, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Even with dudes. Yeah. An ugly dude to go up to a bad bitch, and females would be like, nigga, the audacity. What made you think? Like, why are you even in my DM? Like, why are you even trying to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody have overly overconfidence. You know what I'm saying? So everybody want the best, highest thing they can get.
Right.
And my thing is, as a man, you just got to continue working on yourself. Don't let no female come at you acting like she could do better, because if she could do better, she wouldn't even be at that house chilling with you right then.
Exactly.
She can't do better. You are what she can do.
Yeah. That's you know what I'm saying. Right? Everybody don't have the same opportunities to be able to talk to certain kind of people. Mm-hmm. So you talk to who you can talk to. The girl at McDonald's who look average and she got an average job, she can talk to the other employee at McDonald's. She can talk to a nigga that work at JoJo's Cafe because that's the type of guys that she can entertain. She knows she can get those kind of people.
And then some
people, opposed to a woman that looks like me, or somebody that looks like, I don't know, give me somebody.
SZA
or something like that. She is a different kind. She's not an average woman. Like, she doesn't look average. So therefore, she has access to certain kind of men, which means, no, I'm not about to go date down. I'm about to go date here, because those men are not looking for average women. They're not looking for average looking women. They're looking for a woman who looks like me, or looks like SZA, or looks like Meg or Mulatto or whatever, just to give an idea. Those men are not looking for the average women who work at Burger King and McDonald's. They're not looking for those kind of women.
Some women are just victims of their surroundings in their town. You probably a bad ass bitch, but you live in this country place where you're not really exposed to a lot of, I'm saying, higher men that y'all would put it as, you know what I'm saying, or dudes with money like that. You probably only exposed to the hood niggas with the dope niggas with the money in the town or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, but then they go the other way too. You could be a goddamn 10 in your country town, and you come to Houston and you a 4, you know what I'm saying? So, it go both ways.
That's
know?
Crazy, because I be thinking about that shit a lot. Like, I wonder, like, what does the baddest bitch in Idaho look like?
Hey, I'm telling you, it be bitches
with BBLs in Idaho.
It be bitches with these in these hood ass towns, and on Facebook they get like 900,000 likes, and they think they bad. They come to Houston, and bitch, you can't get in the club.
Damn! Not only can you not pay, you can't even get in that motherfucker.
In that hole.
I ain't gonna front. I don't be trying to pay to get in nowhere, especially in no club. I'm not
because you prepaid for the body. So that just paid for everything else in life.
That's what the BBL
like
for.
That's like a subscription.
But for the record, let me just put, I never got a BBL, just so y'all know.
What you got?
They keep saying I got a lipo and a tummy tuck.
So you was always thick. You just got the thickness out your stomach sucked out.
I just had kids and I ain't bounced back like everybody else be bouncing back. So I had to, you know, go get a little nip and tuck.
Little nippy tucky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just what happened. But I didn't do this because I wanted to enter into the ball, the game of, you know, that little game y'all play.
I just want to hit the reset button.
Yeah, yeah. I needed to hit the reset button. Hell yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, it's a lot of women that have got surgeries, no matter what type of surgery it is, that do think that they're above. They're still living that regular life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they think they're above what come with living a regular life.
Because the guys that want them is not regular guys.
What you mean?
It go both ways. Just playing devil's advocate here. It's a lot of niggas who they weren't like that before the money. And they
before
get
those
money,
people
see
loans.
And now they think they are attracted. They think bitches really coming at them like, you know what I'm saying, like they like that. And, you know, things happen to people that make them start feeling themselves. You know what I'm saying? A woman to get her body done and be like, oh, I'm going to the club tonight. Them same niggas that was trying to holler at me 3 months ago, no.
Yesterday's body is not today's body.
And then on the flip side of that, you know what I'm saying? You getting that attention, but it's only from the dick. A nigga don't want to take you serious. He just want to have fun with you. You look like fun now. You know what I'm saying? So a dude don't want to wife you and all that just because you got a BBL. It's about what's inside of you, what kind of person you are.
Yeah, that BBL,
that don't be meaning that, because these niggas be wiping these girls up and these be airhead girls and they be spending all the money. They ain't got nothing going on besides looking good, and niggas still be wiping them up. So that's putting them up. But supporting that's not their lifestyle.
That's not wife.
But you got to understand, those
are dudes. I ain't talking about marrying them, but some of them get married too.
Those are dudes who couldn't get a woman attention before the money, period. They're fucking with bitches that wouldn't even acknowledge them before. So they're like, ooh, I can fuck with this bitch now.
I think it's more so
like. And that's the
niggas
that do that. You know what I'm saying?
They want secure pussy at the house. And I still.
Guaranteed.
Because you got to think about it. How I look at it is, these guys take these women who ain't got nothing going on. Not all of them, but some of them ain't got nothing really too much going on. They upgrade their lifestyle. They put them this place, they put them that place, and they still don't have much going on. These guys are not teaching you how to make your own money. They're just supplying the money for you. So therefore, when I put you in this house, guess where you're going to stay at? In the house. You're not going to do nothing to fuck up your livelihood. And then they, in turn, now, because he pay all the bills and he do everything for you, what you going to do? You going to shut the fuck up when he out tricking and doing what he is that he doing. But I still want my woman at home.
Any dude that wife a hoe, he has insecurity problems.
You say hoes don't deserve to get wifed?
No, I'm not saying all women deserve something. All I'm saying is dudes who take hoes and try to change them, those are dudes who never had attention from those type of women ever. So something happened to them. They ran into money or something, became successful in life. They still insecure though. So they gonna fuck with this bitch who ain't shit. She look good. She look like porn. She look like all that shit. And you gonna try to change her, and it never works. It may last for a little while, but it ain't gonna work, because she's still, even in the house, in her head, she's still outside. You trying to watch her, you trying to make sure she don't do nothing. She's still posting on the gram like, hey, y'all, look, I'm with this nigga, but look at this ass, though. You know what I'm saying? So whenever we do fuck up, I'm trying to get the next nigga with the more money than this lame ass nigga. Like, telling you, any nigga try to wipe a hoe, that's because he never had that attention from women off top.
So do you know hoes make good wives?
Do you say hoes make good wives? A woman can... I don't know, bro. I love hoes.
Man.
We are who we are. We don't change.
Who love the hoes?
I love hoes.
That love the hoes.
I put it like this. Whoever a female is when she's single, that's who she is.
Mm.
So if she's single and she still be chilling, sitting on the pussy, ain't really moving around like that, not being all extra, not entertaining hella niggas, that's who she really is. Now, if she a hoe, lit than the motherfucking, you try to wife her up and she try to stop, she's only suppressing that. She's still like that. Whoever a woman is when she's single, that's how she really is.
No, you're right. And I 100. Feel like a lot of times it's not just what you do, it's the mindset behind it, right? Like what made you want to start doing whatever whole shit that she was doing?
You know what? To me, it's two things. I feel... just my experience with women. Some women went through something in their life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Could have been very serious.
Traumatic.
It's traumatic.
Yeah.
With a man or a man that's way older than them or something, went through some fucked up shit. And then on the other side of that, being a hoe fun, man. It's just fun. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no rules. You can do whatever you want.
On both sides. It's fun being a hoe.
So
as a
that's
man
why
too.
Niggas wife these lame niggas wife hoes, because they're very fun. They're funny. You ever hung with a hoe?
Yes.
Hoes are funny as fuck.
Funny
like, they
as
fun as fuck. They funny. They bad in the motherfucker. You just be riding down a block and they'll just hop out the window and start throwing ass. You're like, oh, shit, I'm finna crash. I love this bitch. Hoes are fun, you know what I'm saying? But hoes are fun because they ain't got to be around for none of the bad parts. They ain't got to be around for none of the hard shit, the times where you ain't have it, the times you have to figure it out and all that. They only around for the good times. So, of course, hoes are fun.
Well,
you know
hoes.
Saying?
I mean, I guess when you put it like that, hoes like the celebration piece. Like you're not going when you have your parties and your celebrations. You don't have birthday cake every day, but you know when we in the studio, you lit. You need the vibe. What you need? You need need some alcohol. You need some hoes. You need
when wings.
You,
every time I went to jail, I never called a hoe. Just being 100. Like you don't call hoes when it's going wrong. You don't when you going to jail or something. I've never called a hoe. I call that down ass female. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. A hoe ain't never helped me get out of jail. No bond, no none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just being 100, you know? So, like I say, man, it just really be, ain't even all just about guys, women too. Everybody just self-improve. Be the best version of yourself so the world can open up to you. Straight up. That's just what I be on.
Some bitches just want to be hoes, and some niggas just love hoes, and that's just what it be.
I love hoes, but
be
also,
funny. Hoes be fun. Hoes be funny. It is what it is.
I love hoes, but you're right. Hoes can't, like, you can't call a hoe like you get locked up.
But then them be the same niggas that get back out and go back fucking with them same hoes.
But I guess I still want to have fun again.
I guess because you already knew that she wasn't going to help you anyway. So I don't really feel no certain type of way when you don't help.
Yeah, them. Like you can't be mad at somebody when you didn't have no expectation for
them. You're right.
It's kind of like if I go speed and I get pulled over for speeding, I'm not going to stop speeding. I'm just going to be a little bit more careful.
Because I already expected the ticket.
I knew what come with this shit. I knew what came with this shit, but once I get out, I'm going to go back to speed. I'm just going to be a little bit more careful and cautious when I'm riding. If I'm fucking with a hoe and I get jammed up for some shit, I know I can't call her. I'm going to call somebody else a little bit more reliable. Because she's there for a reason. But yes, hoes are fun. Hoes are fun. Let me get to my next topic. Oh, we was talking about this shit in the room, too. Oh, my goodness. You said, hey, girls don't be gay for real.
Girls do not be gay for real. My baby mama used to be a lesbian. And she got converted. And that's no disrespect to lesbians or women who are bi or anything. It's just my personal experience. Females don't be gay like that. And I be attracted to little pretty studs. I don't know why. I just be like, all right, little bitch.
So you said studs. I don't know if I could do a stud. The studs is too niggery for me.
Hey, nah, you got different levels of studs. You got them studs who look like us. I can't do that.
You meant the Manny Fresh studs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got them studs, just, you know. But then you got them little studs, you be like, man, if you put a dress on, you'll be killing. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Like,
She thick.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Why you got that picture in your phone?
Exactly.
What about this one, big dog?
I knew somebody was gonna agree with me one day. I've been waiting on this.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't speak your mind on stuff like that. Females will judge you, and she like, why are you worrying about studs anyway? Like. Because you're a girl.
A lot of them don't. Some of them don't, but a lot of them be just, they just is.
Man, in Texas, in the country, studs be pregnant. Man, they studs.
Sneaking and dicking.
Sneaking and dicking. These studs be fucking. And, you know, it is what it is, you know. I've had my share.
Do you ever feel like.
Long time ago.
You got some homegirls like that, honey?
Who, what?
You got some homegirls like that?
Like what?
That's, you know, they probably sneaking and dicking.
Nah, actually, all the film studs that I know, they just is who they is. They don't rock with niggas.
That you know of.
Yeah, that I know of.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't never heard.
How would you know?
Because you hear. We all got ears. It's like, how would niggas in prison be hearing the shit that be going on out here? Like, somebody telling them something. So you got that. I don't care what nobody say. It don't matter what it is that you done did. Somehow, some way, it's gonna surface. Especially if you a stud and you fucking niggas and you out here claiming that you don't do that. It'll surface. So for the ones that I do know, I have never heard anything about them fucking niggas. And they've been standing on it, so.
Yeah.
I'm not gay. I mean, I'm not like I don't identify.
I feel like all girls are gay a little bit.
It's the difference.
It's just
between
certain girls don't act on that shit.
I don't identify as gay, done gay things, but I don't. I'm not a lesbian. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm a lesbian. I like girls. Like, no.
You can admire a girl and be like, damn, that bitch bad. You ain't trying to eat her ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like
she's like, nah, not no more. No.
Yeah, no.
I feel like what
no,
you attract.
Not at all.
I feel like you could do shit like that, and it's not like really reflective of like who you attracted to. That's just how I feel.
Because you have females like, I love what it is that I love. Like, I'm not trading no man for a female ever. However, would I deal with a female, like be not be like in a relationship, but would I have relationships with a girl? Like, yeah, I would. What
type of like a girl can make me nut, but I ain't finna be just dealing with no woman like
you're not,
like
you're not getting in a relationship.
Like, yeah, I ain't finna, I can't be in a relationship
I'm
with a girl.
I'm not about to be in a relationship with a girl, but I can, you know, from time, whatever.
I ain't gay, but I let a bitch eat her.
I ain't gay.
You walked right into that, honey. I'm sure.
That's what I was rapping about.
You got females who would not even admit that. They'll be, I ain't gay. But you done did gay shit. No, I haven't. Yes, you have. Like, if you ever laid down with a girl, you ever kissed a girl, that is gay shit. You're not supposed to be doing that. Yeah. But you have females who argue you down and say they not, and you
it's
are.
Just, it's just different, because there's certain shit that, like, if a guy did it, he'd be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I feel like it's like when I say I'm not gay, I mean I don't identify as gay, because you have done gay things.
Is the club a date?
It can be.
It can be.
Hell no. Nah. I disagree.
It can be.
I'm not taking no girls to the club on no date.
No, it depends. Who's. It depends. It just all depends.
I don't like going to the club anyway.
Well, then that's why you disagree.
In my single days, I did that. Because I would be in Onyx in Houston so much on a regular, and I would get the wings there and sit down and chill. That's where I would be normally. So if a woman wanted to chill with me, I would take her there, because I was going to be there anyway. You can get some nice food. You can get a nice show. You can get you some alcohol. And by the end of the night,
we ain't going to be going on no date regularly to no damn club.
Nah, yeah, that's different. That's different. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, this is how I get to hang with you, scan you out for the first date.
Now, we ain't going to no fucking club on no first date.
Nah, if we want to move forward, I could take you somewhere nicer next time.
No, you ain't.
So the club is not a first date?
No. That wasn't your question, but no, it's not a first date.
Well, what's the question now? Is the club a first date?
No.
B-King, is the club a first date?
So, what's a first date? He has to spend a little more money.
No, a first date is, let's go somewhere to where we can talk and be more personable. In the club, we at a club setting, like, maybe we gonna yell at each other, look, whatever.
Well,
but
let me stop you there. Because if we go to a restaurant that's more personable, impressionable and shit, all we doing is sitting at the table across from each other, lying all night.
No, we talking. If we go to the movies,
you're getting the outer layer of a person. You're getting the outer layer of a person. We're lying, and we trying to make each other look as cool as possible on our first date. Stop going to this club, getting drunk, and seeing the real motherfucking you.
Yeah,
Don't give me your representative.
Because my thing is this: if I say let's go to Onyx and chill on our first date, and you say no, and I'm like, okay, I see what type of person this is. But if you say you're cool with it, I see what type of person this is. You know what I'm saying? So it go both ways. Now, that's not for everybody. Every woman, some women like, I've never been to a strip club in my life. That's not what I do. So I can respect that too. And be like, all right, well, let's go somewhere else then. But 9 times out of 10, if you fucking with a nigga like me and you know my music and who I am, you probably gonna go to that strip club, because you already, you know what type of nigga I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I respect where you're coming from too.
Is it required to spend money on a first date?
To a certain extent. You gotta look at it like this. If you dating a woman who went and got that BBL, who's trying to attract a certain type of dude, not on purpose, inadvertently, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She looking there like, I could have got with the McDonald's nigga and walked in the park for free and did all that, you know what I'm saying?
Women be saying they like park days. I think that shit cap.
That shit cap. It's too
that
hot.
Shit cap,
I tried
man.
It. I was lame. I tried it. That shit's too hot. No, no female want to be sweating and
that
shit.
That ain't got nothing to do with you being lame. That just got something to do with you doing poor planning. If it was too hot, that means you went at the wrong time of the day.
I say that shit lame.
I don't want to have no damn picnic and it's damn near 99 degrees outside.
I say it's lame because it's not respected. Ain't no woman like, oh, you took me to the park, girl. It was so nice.
You could, if you take her to the park, you in the shit.
That's relationship shit. Do that park shit maybe on the fourth or fifth date when y'all already getting there. But no, first day on the park, she ain't respecting that shit.
I went
she
on a date to the trampoline.
Her phone finna die. She like, man, I can't charge much. Man,
that is the worst shit. If you went on a date. You said trampoline?
To the trampoline.
That's different, though. That's fun. But that's also not a first date.
We went to the trampoline. It was the cover and all that stuff out there. And snacks and shit.
You ain't smashed that nigga, though.
Not in a trampoline. Because kids play in there. That's nasty.
You're talking about after the trampoline.
Yeah. Like, we laid down. We looked at the stars, you know, did the whole little what that looked like, what that looked like. We talked and shit like that.
Now, what she is describing is a high attraction level. That dude she's describing, she was going to smash him if they went to a fucking garage and had their first date. She already was into that nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
all I'm saying is it was cute. I thought it was cute. He thought it was cute.
It's because she already liked that nigga.
Neither one of us had ever dated.
And that's what niggas got to realize. She already liked
that nigga.
Stop dating women that you got to convince to like you.
Yeah.
Because he was like, look, man, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you to this trampoline. He was like, that's different, vet.
Now, if
she ain't like you like that, trampoline, man, look, okay, I ain't going to lie. I thought I was going to be able to chill tonight, man, but I really
forgot. I got to walk my fish that night.
I left my clothes in the washing machine. I got to go, and she going to call the nigga that's going to take her somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's true.
She going to call the nigga that's going to take her to Nobu.
Oh, God.
But some people, all they got is what they got to work with.
Well, date a woman who is okay with that.
Yeah, but I don't want them. Normally, people don't want who it is that want them. They want the people who don't want them.
You know what? You're right. Because realistically, I feel like everybody in the world could be in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
If they talk to the person that wanted them.
If they talk to the person that wanted to talk to them. No, you want to talk to Keisha. Keisha don't want to talk to you, but now you go to Flash and little Mind, and you pull up in that little Bentley. And now you taking her to, I don't know, Playa, Miami, or some shit like that. Now Keisha is all over you.
And I respect how women be coming from that point. You know what I'm saying? You can't be mad if a woman want your money if you want that kind of bitch. It's in her bio.
Because what he thinking.
Money signs, dollar signs and bags and shit, and you still want that bitch because that's what you're attracted to. Yeah. You can't be mad if she come at you like
you
that.
You knew who she was.
Because what he thinking what is that he going
to change her, finesse her out her lifestyle.
She's going to fall in love with me, and then I don't have to do all of this. But it always backfires because you don't want someone to fall in love with you for what it is that you can do for them. You want them to fall in love with you for you. Because when you can't do that, somebody else can do that, and now their love is going with that person who can do
it. But it's 500 niggas trying to run that same play.
What?
They think they can change her.
Well, that's them, nigga. That's them wasting their time.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. It's not unique to her because she see that shit going all the time.
I ain't trying to change no nigga. I ain't trying to change no man to be who I want him to be at all. If you want to, you know, critique yourself and change a little things because you want to be with me, then that's a different story. But me sitting here trying to keep nagging at you and picking at you for you to change this and do it how I want you to do it, I ain't doing all that.
Exactly.
Because I ain't got time for all that.
I agree.
She ain't doing all that if you're a dick whack.
Nah, I ain't doing all that, period. Nah, if you had somebody with some good.
You know what I'm saying?
And he wasn't trying to give you a lot of chances. I gave him a lot of chances. I
told you.
I did. And then guess what? That shit went out the window because good dick don't do nothing but drive you fucking crazy.
After a while, you hit a certain age, that shit don't mean nothing. You were like, man, I'm trying to build with somebody. Can't build with dick.
you can't build with a BBL.
I feel like a lot of men, me and somebody was going back and forth about this. And I said that men can't be mad, not y'all per se, but I'm just saying men can't be mad when women don't want to fuck with somebody who ain't got no money. Because when she fuck with a nigga who ain't got no money, the niggas with the money be like, oh, you fuck with that lame ass poor ass nigga, he ain't even got no money. Then, don't fuck around and bring him home to your daddy. Your daddy gonna be like, You fucking with that nigga, he can't even change your tire and get you a new tire on your car. Why you mess with that nigga? Then I tell you not to be messing with no men who can't give you nothing for you. But then when you mess with the men who could do something for you, now you labeled as a gold digger. Oh, honey, just want to fuck with the niggas with the money. Damn, am I supposed to talk to the niggas with
the money?
Am I not supposed to talk to the niggas with money? Like,
nah, you absolutely. What you about to say?
He's a great guy.
It go both ways. A guy's value is financial, and a woman's value is her beauty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he go just like, the girl ain't got the BBL. If she don't be in the gym, if she bad built, or what people deem bad built, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? If she not attractive, everybody looking at him like, damn, that's all you can do? What's what? Damn, why you can't get no bad bitch? You know what I'm saying? It go the same way. You know what I'm saying? With dudes. Dude ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? Nigga like, damn. Her homegirl's like, damn, bitch, look at you. Look at him. Like, what the fuck you doing? Like, he ain't got no money.
And also, that definitely affects the new niggas that you deal with. Because if you tell me about, this literally just happened. If you tell me about the niggas you used to fuck with and they all bums, I'm thinking like, damn, maybe I don't want to talk to you because you be fucking with bums.
But you know what's crazy, though? It goes to the age thing again. Most women, when they close to 30s or they hitting their 30s, the niggas they were attracted to were the niggas that ain't shit, but the niggas who got they pussy wet. It's the niggas who don't care about their kids, don't care about none of that shit.
Yeah.
They hit a certain level, a certain age, they've gotten smart. They're like, I'm not going down that road again. I ain't doing that shit again. That's why they don't post their kids online, because a nigga with some sense would be like, well, you fucked up 3 other times. Why you trying to fix it for me? Well, I got to work all hard and do all that. And on the flip side, the woman like, I'm not trying to make you work hard. It's just I already fucked up 3 times.
How about I came to the conclusion that,
you know what I'm saying?
I was like, before I got with who I'm with now, I was cool with us just being cool. Because I got kids. And I'm like, I done had 2 failed relationships. And I'm like, you know, at this point, I'm going to just date when my kids get grown. I'm young. Yeah. By the time my kids get grown, I'm still going to be young.
Yeah.
But I just came to that conclusion because it's like trying to date somebody and you got kids and they don't, or you got kids and they got kids, but they don't have sole custody of their kids.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a lot for that man. And then you got to sit there and even though he say he going to treat your kids like his own and this, that, and the third, you still going to see certain things that, you know, it just is what it is. You can't feel a certain kind of way about it because that ain't that man child. So it is what it is. So I was like, you know, fuck that shit. I'ma just fuck with niggas. I'ma find me the best nigga, like my favorite nigga, and that's just gonna be my favorite nigga. And I'ma just live life until my kids get grown. Then I try to date like for real, for real.
Yeah. You know what it be though? It don't even be about the kids. Like the girl I'm with ain't got no kids. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, with guys, most of the time, it's not about the kids. It's about that baby daddy. Like, he's always gonna be there. He always can fuck.
Especially knowing
bullshit.
Who you is.
He always has a special connection with
bullshit.
You.
Bullshit.
That's how you feel. But a lot of women, they say bullshit, and they still be fucking that nigga.
Yeah, true, because
you know
I know
saying?
Some baby mamas that if they baby daddies call them, they'll fuck.
Still
that's
be
like a lifetime connection.
Yeah. Lifetime connection. He made her feel a certain way early. She can't erase that. If as soon as he act like he want to act right, start treating them kids right, she start looking at him again like, damn,
we
you
can really be a
saying?
Family.
Like, it's,
yeah,
we can really be a family.
It is what it is. And as a man, you sitting there like, I'm just playing myself. If I take her serious.
Hold up.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I can sit here and be stepdaddy of the motherfucking year, man. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah.
I just been through a lot. I'm a Houston nigga. I'm scarred.
Do people really be fucking everybody in Houston?
Hell yeah.
People
everybody
be fucking everybody.
Fucking everybody
well.
In Houston.
In Atlanta, they be fucking everybody. In Broward, Miami, people be fucking everybody.
But Houston different. Like, we got a whole motherfucking syphilis scare outbreak right
what?
Now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, in Houston, it's like
that's dangerous.
It's a syphilis outbreak in women.
Let me
you know what
my
I'm saying? And niggas don't give a fuck about STDs and fucking syphilis. It just is fucked up. It is what it is, you know. To me, syphilis ain't nothing but some turned up measles or some chicken pox. Just wipe that syphilis off your hands and let's fuck.
Why you think?
I'm just playing.
Why you? I mean, you playing, but I mean, you right. Because
hey,
niggas really don't
niggas,
take
niggas
really
don't
niggas
care.
Really don't take their sexual health as serious as women. Why do you think it's like that?
women, I feel they care about it way more because they just get checkups more. I think that's why the numbers are so high in Houston for syphilis, because women actually go get checked. They have they get pregnant or certain things. Niggas, our arm have to be hanging off the bone for us to go to the doctor or something like that, you know. So it ain't no high number in men because men ain't going to get checked. You know what I'm saying? The women are the ones getting checked, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like that. But, you know, it ain't been no reports about that lately. But about 2 months ago, it was turned up.
Damn, yeah, shout out to the women in Houston getting checked.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, yeah. That's why I say hanging with them hoes is fun, but they be packing shit.
What? They be packing what?
STDs and shit. Pretty bitches fuck the most. Them ugly ass hoes, they be cleaning the motherfucker. They don't have no STD. But them beautiful hoes make your dick fall off.
You agree, honey?
I know a lot of beautiful bitches that fuck a lot.
Because everybody want to fuck them.
And I know a lot of niggas who, niggas is fucking stupid. They stupid. You niggas is stupid.
Hold on, I want to revisit this because I meant to say this earlier, but we was talking about like BBLs, women get BBLs to attract certain niggas, but the niggas is getting their bag right to attract a certain bitch. So for women that ain't really got shit going on and really, like he said, sometimes be bad built. So you're bad built, you're broke, you ain't really got shit going on. You might work at a McDonald's too. Them be the same bitches that want the rich nigga. Everybody want the top 1% of niggas.
But you know what? A nigga with some money, we don't even care if a girl broke, because we not going to spend her money anyway. Her money is pointless. Like a dude with money, he don't care about a girl that got money, because at the end of the day,
so we not going to be spending her money. Be mad about women who be, you know, getting with them for their money.
Like, it's just one of them things. It's all about values. It's like, if a dude got money.
Hold on, I disagree. I want a bitch with some money. Go ahead.
Oh, no, ain't nothing wrong with a female having money.
That's what Ice Spice said. You know, niggas love bitches with money. Yeah, y'all were listening when she said that. You know what's crazy?
He said he want a girl with money, which is cool. But could your girl have more money than you?
Hell yeah.
That's easier said than done. But I'm telling you, a girl got more money than you. Yeah. Now all of a sudden she like, nah, nigga, don't touch that thermostat, man. I want that shit on 69, nigga. I pay the bills here.
So you saying it's hard to be a leader if your girl make money, leader of the household
if
your girl
make
more money.
More money than you, a little more attitude come. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's just a little bit more attitude.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like in
relationships, I'm not saying attitude, like women ain't supposed to act no way. You know, I like a woman that speak her mind and is her own person. But if a female feel like she got more money than you, she gonna pull a dick out. She gonna hold a nuts on you. She gonna be like, man, look, I came in with the time I came in. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Now, if you get to that point, and it's like, damn, bitch, do you respect me? Nah, it's
you gotta
like,
think about it. Gabrielle Union said it.
Yeah.
I was making all the money, so shit, I'm gonna fuck who I wanna fuck with. Shit.
Yeah. And when you say it like that, now it's like, damn, can you respect me as the leader of this household if you make more money than me? And if the answer to that is no, I'm going to find somebody else. And I'm not saying I'm out here.
There's nothing wrong with a girl having money. Like you
exactly.
said,
I'm not saying I'm out here specifically looking for the richest bitch in the room. I just want a bitch with her own motion.
That's why I say it got to be a values thing, because if a nigga with money, you can't do nothing for us but comfort us, cook, be a good parent, and just have good moral values.
Yeah.
Because you can't buy nothing for a nigga with money. You can't do normal things for a nigga. You can't do materialistic things for a nigga with money. So you have to be a good person. You have to.
I guess that's because I'm into the whole, like, I want my girl to be as big as I am with my platform and shit, so we can build our shit together. You feel me? But that's not what you're looking for. Shit, that's not what you're looking for. I know that's what I'm looking for. So I want somebody that's not just sitting on her ass waiting on a nigga to come save her. You feel me?
Child. Ass gonna be hurting. Girl gonna get up.
Because it was crazy is the flip side of that, a woman who really working hard, like not waiting on nothing, out there really getting it, she already, to a certain extent, has a masculine mentality.
Really?
Because she had to get it on her own. Niggas have played with her. Niggas have, you know what I'm saying? So you meet a woman like that who got her own money, who 9 times out of 10, if a female has a good career and she turned up and got a lot of money, she's in a field that's male dominated. So she have to be able to handle niggas. She gotta be able to how to talk and handle niggas and men.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So you, a lot of guys say they want a girl with money and a career and they got their own, but you get to chopping it up with her and she coming at you like you coming at her. Yeah, what's up, nigga? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like she, cause she more gangster with it, she have to work hard to get her bag like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Is that how you are, honey?
Nigga, come take care of me. I'm cool with being taken care of.
You want to put you cool with being put up.
Put me the fuck up, okay? Yeah. He put me up, honey. But hey, this time ain't come. He ain't came. So, you know, you got to get up and do what you got to do. I just made it for everybody. Girl, go on and do what you got to do. Start that business. Go to work. Whatever it is you got to do to take care of yourself, go on and do that shit. Because Super Saver is not fucking coming. And if he is coming, he probably ain't coming for me or he ain't coming for you because he ain't came for me yet. And females always be like this dumb ass shit. If I look like you or I had a body like you, bitch, you'll be the fuck what? Where? Because we're pointing me in a direction where I'm supposed to be at.
Yeah, you right. And I'm glad you said that because a lot of women do think it's a nigga that's about to come save them.
Like
once you, I feel like, honestly, and it's not being disrespectful to nobody that's watching, I feel like once you hit like 35, 36 as a woman and you still expecting a nigga with money to come save you, you're girl. Delusional because you're not
the, what's you're, fucked up is the niggas with money, they want young bitches.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Because he don't want a bitch with he don't want no bitch with my that's like getting rich and getting a goddamn 1986 Lamborghini. Why I'ma get this old motherfucking model?
But see, you gotta understand that's how women, and I love black women, you know what I'm saying, but it's black women have been taught that. You know what I'm saying? Like delusional things. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can have what you want. You can look like that, but still have what you want. The world can still be yours and all that. And it's cool. There's nothing wrong with wanting to, you know what I'm saying, inspire to have certain things. But realistically, when you hit a certain age, there is a wall. It's fucked up, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of guys that, like, you just can't just be hoeing your 20s and, you know, just like, man, I'm just living my life. I'm too young to get married. I ain't getting married at no 24, no 25. I'm gonna wait till I'm in my 30s and get married. That's when I'm supposed to get married. See, you get there and be like, wait, it's too late? Nobody told me that.
I ain't getting married at no 25 years old.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I say most women, you know what I'm saying, they get to their 30s and it don't happen yet either because a guy really wants to marry you when you're in your 20s, not your early 20s, but just your 20s. Like, that's when y'all build, that's when y'all start having y'all kids, that's when, you know what I'm saying, the time, that window is right there. Once you hit your 30s, men look at it like, all right, man, well, you had 2 failed situations already, maybe 3, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying like it ain't no hope for women because some women get married in their 30s and 40s. You know what I'm saying? But just for the most part, a lot of women think that guys are opposed to
deal with the bullshit.
They bad decisions they made. And I was young, man. That's cool, but you still got to live with it.
It's
like if I robbed
shit.
Somebody and went to jail when I was 16 and don't get out till I'm fucking 36, I have to deal with that. It don't matter that I was 16, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I was so young, I made a mistake. Oh, okay.
Well. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, man, it just go both ways. And a female don't want no nigga that's 30 and that still stay with his mama or got a roommate.
Roommate.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, you got to be on your shit, too, as a man, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody got to be on their shit. It's not one side taking or getting less than the other. We all got to be on our own shit.
I get on niggas' ass, too. Pause.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as a nigga, you got to have
your shit together, too. Niggas be thinking that a woman just supposed to take them as they is. Like, they ain't got shit going on. You know, they content with whatever life that they live in. Cool, be content. But a woman, if she want more, you can't be mad at her for wanting more and not wanting to deal with you. Yes, you're cool with living in your life. It was one of my whole girls. She had this dude work for like one of them delivery jobs or some shit. He was cool doing that shit, but she want more. And the nigga was mad at her for wanting more. I'm like, how the fuck are you gonna get mad at her because she don't want to deal with that shit? It's probably somebody that's gonna be okay with the life that you trying to live. Find her. I don't want to be with nobody that feel like they gotta settle for me.
Right.
If you have these high aspirations and I'm shooting my shot at you, you feel like you're gonna have to lower yourself for me, go be great. Go be great. That's how I feel.
That's why I keep saying all the whole interview, morals and values.
Morals and values.
Who you are as a person. Because there's people out here who don't have money and they're happier than us. They
cool with it.
They have different values, things that make them happy as people. They have family, love, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that really, the real shit that matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they're more happy than the billionaires and niggas with money and shit who don't have any real shit in their life.
And as people in this industry, like sometimes we sacrifice that shit to get to where we want to be.
Holidays and
oh my goodness.
I've missed Christmas a lot. Being on that road, getting that bag, doing shows and shit, holidays and all that.
You gotta come back a few days later. Yeah.
You know, like FaceTiming kids and all type of shit. You know, so like I say, at the end of the day, it's all about morals and values and who you are as a person, where you stand.
Do you feel like the sexy reds and the Sukihanas of the industry make real women look bad?
I don't think any one person can make a whole group look bad.
Okay, because I felt the same way. I've been looking at the little comments or whatever people have been sending me, and I'm like, you can't say this one person makes everybody look bad. Because not all of us carry ourselves like that.
Yeah,
but you do have to understand that it is women in the world that are ratchets. And they represent for the ratchet women of the world. Like, I don't know why women feel like other women besides them don't exist.
I came up under Uncle Luke, Yin Yang Twins, motherfucking Juicy J. This shit been going on. It's just the women are saying it now.
Yeah.
And you know
they
what
controlling
saying?
Their narrative.
And like my thing is, I'm a guy. I don't watch reality TV. You know what I'm saying? But my daughters came to my house a month ago, and they had Zeus on their phone, and I didn't know anything about. I knew of them because we all do the same kind of clubs and stuff, but I never watched one of them shows. And she sat there and showed me every episode. This is my favorite episode. Right? I'm like, you watch this? Like, you know what I'm saying? The Jocelyn's Cabaret and you know what I'm saying? The bad girls. Oh, I'm just like, and like my daughters, they're 11 and 12 watching it. And I'm just like, I mean, it's entertaining. It is what it is. Like, they like to see people fight and be ratchet. But my thing is, it's my job as a parent to be like, you better not do that
right.
shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just entertainment. Do not take it serious.
You better not do that shit. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, my daughters, they have been right next door when I'm making these ratchet-ass, vulgar-ass songs. And I have to tell them, hey, this is how I make money. This is how I got the big house like this.
This
you
is the facade.
Saying? Like, don't be like the songs.
Yeah.
Don't be like them girls that I'm talking about in the songs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And not knocking them, because hoes are good people too. You can sell pussy and still be a good person.
Nobody don't want their daughter to be like that. Nobody. Well, except for the hoes.
I don't think
hoes want their daughters to be like that.
Yeah,
it's really a big contradiction. Yeah.
Nobody don't, because what Carisha said on Jason Lee, she was like, she don't want her daughter to be no city girl.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be better than me.
Yeah.
Which means you know that it's somewhere, it's the problem.
It's a lot to endure. You have to have very thick skin or you'll crumble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just one of them things. If you like outside like that, a lot come with that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to meet fucked up men.
Yeah.
You're going to meet like a lot of hoe ass niggas out here. You know what I'm saying?
Lord,
you're
going to be in
fucked up situations.
Say it again. You're going to meet a lot of
hoe ass niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jesus. You're gonna be in fucked up situations all the time. You know what I'm saying?
And
so it just, like I say, I'm somebody, I make that kind of music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the things. I can't ever sit there and say Sukihana and Sexy Red, they corrupting women. It's the music is good music. You can't sit there and say they corrupting music, but you know, all the dudes, They talking about killing nigga switches, murder, death, kill.
They corrupting the other.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same energy. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's all about how you raise your kids. And
I just feel like it's just pure entertainment. Like, I don't literally sit and take, and I when I responded back to some of the comments, but I don't literally sit and take this shit serious. I don't listen to Sexy Red. It's just not my kind of music. I don't listen to Suki. It's not my kind of music.
It's space but for all that, though.
It's space, exactly, yeah. Because you have different kind of people in the world that listen to different stuff. I don't listen to country music, but there is a big market for country music. I don't listen to, what's that, hard metal, but it's people who, rock, people listen to that. I don't listen to overly ratchet music, but people listen to that. So you can't say that these women are tainting all the rest of the women in the world. No, these other women want to act like that. They act like that.
Yeah.
And now we have somebody, people, women in the world that's making this kind of music so we can act the way that we always wanted
exactly.
to act.
Exactly. And to say that, you know, Suki and Sexy Red making women look bad, do Sexy Red make Beyonce look bad?
Hell no.
Like, that shit, not, we know that we but got you know, Beyonce's, we got Sexy Reds. Both of them can exist.
Exactly.
And it's people hey, it's people that sexy, represent both of them in the real world.
Right.
Sexy Red and Suki Hanna do not make women look bad. But I'll say this. As a man with daughters, I'm kind of nervous and scared to see what's next.
Yeah, because people are always trying to
because
top it.
Because my thing is, Glorilla came out and set a standard. Then Sexy Red and Suki Hanna, that tag team thing they're doing, they took it to a whole nother level. So what is the next bitch going to say? What could the next bitch say? Is she going to be like, put the dick in my ass and let it come out my mouth through my ass? I need a 30-yard dick to go in my ass and come out my mouth. Like, what could the next bitch say? That's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah.
Like, what's next? Because I don't think it can top what Sexy Red and Suki doing right
now. I love you,
like,
Suki.
And I love, so that's my sister, you know what I'm saying?
I love you, Suki.
I don't know. I was like, what could the next bitch say? Real talk.
Club God, big homie, honey, big homie, Club God, outside out right now. Go check that out.
What's next? The hardest song out right now. You go to any club, you gonna hear, bitch, we outside tonight. It's going dumb on TikTok right now, and yeah, man, we up, man.
What's next after outside?
After outside, it's dropped. Eat 'em up with Suki Hanna came out today.
Go check
it
that out.
It sound like Outside Part 2. I ain't gonna lie, that's my new little style. I'm doing a bunch of girls screaming hooks. I want the whole club to sound like that. Like, it's, I want every song to sound like it's connected, like one big ass Club God train running through your club.
Honey need to be on a song intro with that Miami accent.
Say, hold up, bitch. Scream that shit right now. Let me hear you.
Say what?
Hold up,
say,
bitch.
Hold up, bitch.
Hold up, bitch.
Nah, I see it like you for real. Like,
hold up, bitch.
There you go. Yeah. Talk about shit on Bump Sexy Red. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't. No.
Listen, man, that's another episode of the Big Homie South Scott. The homies in the building. We out.
Already.
Big Homie Paul, you done chewed up my...